Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, July 24th. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk told investors that the company is in transition, moving away from electric vehicles and instead focusing on robo-taxis and robots. Musk encouraged investors to look past Tesla's poor financials and concentrate on its recent achievements with autonomous vehicles. Investors appear less convinced. Tesla shares slid 9.4% after the company reported second quarter profits were down 16% and revenue down 12%. Elsewhere, Honeywell International reported higher than expected second quarter results, pushing the company to increase its outlook for the year. The industrial conglomerate posted a profit of $1.57 billion, up from $1.54 billion the year prior. Sales jumped 8% to $10.35 billion, beating analysts' expectations of $10.06 billion. On an organic basis, sales were up 5% from last year. The company, which makes everything from pharmaceutical packaging to aircraft landing gear, plans to move ahead with separation plans they announced in February. And finally, an update on a story you heard on TNB earlier this year. An Arizona woman, Christina Chapman, was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison today for operating a so-called laptop farm, a room in her house with racks of computers that North Korean scammers use to connect remotely to over 300 U.S. companies over the span of 2 years. Chapman would take a cut of all the scammers' paychecks and deposit the rest into a bank account accessed by the North Korean government. It used proceeds to fund the country's weapons program, prosecutors said. Among the hundreds of companies infiltrated was Nike, according to the court filings. Chapman's lawyer didn't respond to requests for comment. That's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.